Hello and good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger. This is episode 30. Thank you so much for listening, checking it out, and taking your time here. So, the kind of a thought experiment, I don't really know if this falls under the true definition of a thought experiment, but what if, and I, so many ways I hate to even discuss anything political, but at the same time, it brings up so many interesting questions that it's hard not to. What if Melania and Donald Trump just came out and said, hey, you know what? We have an open relationship, or whatever the case might be. And I'm not saying this is the case, because to be really truthful and honest with you, I don't think that they do. I don't think that he would relinquish that much control over her. And I have this feeling that is just a feeling. I don't know Donald Trump. That part of the play of the things he does is about the power. And if that was an open and okay thing, it probably wouldn't be as much fun. So, but wouldn't it be an interesting thing? Like, how would the world handle that? If that was truly the case, if they just said, hey, here's the deal. Again, with all of the stuff coming out, I just don't think that's the case. But it's always interesting when people in sort of power, and we don't have many of them, are able to state that. And wouldn't it be interesting for our president to be able to state that and have the world have to deal with it, especially with a Republican president? Now, the fascinating thing is, I'm sure if there are people who are very conservative listening to this, that it'd be like, oh, that would be a horrible thing, and oh my gosh. What's fascinating is we don't have a lot of backlash from the porn star issue, and that's one of the things that was kind of in the news, is how people have kind of accepted that Donald Trump doesn't have any morals. And so we're just kind of like, oh, okay, well, no big deal. Yeah, whatever, I guess it happened, which, again, a new low for our country. And fascinating, I want to know if the people who are kind of like letting this go, and I'm sure that it's, as has again been pointed out, that the people who are not making a big deal of it, who are conservative, they want what he brings, so they're not going to make a big deal of it. And we all do this, right, to some extent, but it's good to be aware and try to figure out maybe how to not do this so much. Are they the same people who were all up in arms, pardon the pun, about Michelle Obama's sleeveless dress? Because really, I'm sorry, but that's like one of my major beefs, is the dissonance between that just makes me crazy. And in some cases, I do know it's the same people who are letting this go and making excuses for Donald Trump. But oh my gosh, Michelle shows her arms and whoo, the morals of the world are falling apart. Like, no, there are concerns about a lot of things that Trump has done on a sexual level with women and not having advances that women are not interested in. Again, infidelity to his wives, which, again, if you're like, I don't know, it's just sort of an interesting thing when we're not okay with the infidelity, or we're okay with the infidelity, but we're not okay with the permissioned type of thing. So it's always an interesting conversation to have as well. I just think it would be a fascinating thing to open that door up to America to have to deal with a president, and make us sort of examine that a little more face on, is, wait a minute, you didn't complain when he had sex with a porn star while he was married to his wife, who has her own interesting past, but much more being bared there in all situations than just her arms. So that's my point. It's the weird dissonances that we all, again, that we have. When can we be more fair and consistent across our own platform? Again, not coming up with great examples, but I know that they're there when we've had Democrats in office. And of course, Clinton is one of those examples from many, many years ago. But I'm also just thinking of when I don't remember which political office he holds, but the Republican who has spoke out for family values and against abortions, and then his mistress, girlfriend, gets potentially pregnant, and the first thing it sounded like he said, or something very quickly, was, you're going to have to get an abortion. And I think I was hoping to see more conservative people say, you know what, you're not, instead of just going whatever, let it go, to say, I'm sorry, sir, but you need to step down. You're not speaking, you're speaking the values, and you're not living the values, and that's important to us. And it's so clearly not so clearly not living the values that he's speaking at the same time. Having girlfriend, getting pregnant, and I understand that she didn't in the end, and then, you know, saying she needed an abortion. Like, there's how many ticks of the problem there going on? And at least, you know, come out and say, my gosh, I really understand things on a new perspective. I understand how that can be scary, instead of just living in the power spot of, well, I'm going to tell everybody else they shouldn't get an abortion, but of course it's okay for me. Again, I don't mean to be picking on the right side only, and the conservative side, because I know that there's examples on the other side, but I felt like with all of the stuff that was happening, with so many things coming out, that would have been a beautiful opportunity, and maybe I missed it, but it would have been a beautiful opportunity for people to really stand up and say, I'm sorry, sir, I thank you for your time, but you're really not, your values really are not balanced with what you're saying, and we'd like you to leave your post. That issue was certainly forced with Al Franken on the Democrat and liberal side. So, again, I know this is, like, not a new problem. There's always the things we're willing to overlook to get what we want, and some of us hold harder to our values consistently or at particular times than others. So I get that this isn't a new thing, but it's still a really interesting thing to examine. And when it comes so face on and then there's kind of no response, I think of sometimes the pastors or the whatever, the people who come out and, well, they end up getting in trouble for having, say, gay sex, completely against everything they speak in so many different ways. And it would just be so refreshing if somebody would just come out, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry, I'm gay. I'm gay, and this is, and not necessarily hide all of those feelings that they're having, that they're clearly having, that they're supposedly many times healed from. You know, it's fine if you're going to be in a relationship and you're going to be in a faithful relationship and you're having those, if you're having gay desires or whatever, but you're not able to go outside your relationship, go to therapy, deal with it, and figure out how to handle it so you can be healthy in that relationship. That's probably fine. But if you're gay and if you truly do understand things on a different level, you know, hey, but again, when you're making a ton of money, I suppose it's easier to not do that and to just deal with it because you don't want to lose that, instead of forging a new life in a different way. If we had more people doing that, maybe we would see more, we would have more examples of that type of thing happening and seeing people living their truth at the cost of money, right? But money is a thing we need to have on a daily basis and make the world go round. It's just a shame we, in some of these cases, sacrifice so much to have that, sacrifice the depth of our person. And again, I know many of these people argue that they're healed, but if you get them very, very drunk or on truth serum, what do they say then? That's the most interesting answer to all of that. Thank you very much for listening and sharing along with my brain emptying, I guess. Have a wonderful day. Have a great morning, and we'll see you again soon.